All right, it's time for Living the Good Life right here on DentalkNetwork.com. Very glad to be with you in the studio as always. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. And Betty will come along pretty soon from Indiana. Dr. Angel will be here, is here, getting herself all situated with her headphones. Nan is actually in the studio also. It's going to be quite a day, girls. And really special, special day. So when Betty comes on, we'll talk about why this day is so special. This is the Sunday right past Resurrection Day. And we have a lot of great things to talk about today as we begin a new series. So you have tuned in to a great show coming up, and it's part of our new series, part one of Forever Home, a series all about heaven. Can't wait. It's going to be really, really good. So glad you're joining us today from wherever you might be around the globe. And because of the amazing impact of the internet, we have no idea where you might be. So we're just glad you're joining us today. And that must be Betty. Is that Betty Thomas from Connersville, Indiana on the phone?
Yep. Who else but me?
I'll tell you what, I can't wait. And at some point today, we got to talk about what's happened to you in the last couple weeks and months. Some really exciting things going on in your life, Betty Thomas. And
yes, ma'am.
How long ago did you join the show?
Oh, let's see. Back before dirt.
Back before dirt? Ah, back then, yes.
Probably about 7 years. Maybe 5.5 years. 5.5 years.
7 or 5.5?
7 or 5.5. It's new math.
All right. That's interesting. Okay, well, we're glad that you are here, whether it's been 5.5 or 7 years. Either way, Betty Thomas, Betty, you and your husband Joe and daughter Megan were part of the church that I pastored in Indiana. And so we've known each other for, well, that was back in the late 80s. So that's a real long time ago, which tells me you're pretty old. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, but you know what? If I recollect correctly, that you might be a tad bit older than me.
Oh, your mind is telling you that? Just don't always believe everything your mind tells you, Betty.
That's right.
Because we don't really know on that, you know, if that's true or not. So, yeah, that is true, actually. I will admit that. But you know what? We were just talking out here a moment ago before we began about how time flies so fast. And when you look back and you see how many years you've known people and you see everything that God's done in your lives, it's just totally amazing that time flies this quickly. And that we're all on this journey, which we're going to be talking about here in this new series, Forever Home. We're on this journey to our heavenly home, Dr. Angel. I don't know about you. Let me get the right mic on here, Dr. Angel. Let's see if that's it.
Hello.
It is.
All right.
Okay. It's just exciting, isn't it, to know that even though we get older, and except for you, you're just still a young thing, and even though that we are, you know, day by day going through issues and whatever in our lives, there is an amazing end of the chapter, right? The end of the book. It's going to be really good.
There really is an amazing end of the book. We know the end of the story.
We do know it. And so we're going to talk about that today, and it's really exciting. Nan, I'm going to get you on here for a moment because you have been on the show now. Tell me, how many years?
I think about seven.
Seven?
Seven,
okay. Betty, you think yours is five and a half or eight? Is that what you said, or five and a half and seven?
I think it's five and a half, Marcia. Pastor Marcia.
Do you?
As I count on my fingers, I think that's what
it's
it
because
is.
She's getting old. She can't remember.
She has to count on her
fingers. I love you, Betty. I love you,
yeah,
Betty.
Yeah, that's why.
I love you too, Nan. Help me, Angel.
And Dr. Angel, you and I began our Thursday night show, Go Yard, 3.5 years ago now. And you joined this Sunday show a couple years ago, so you've been doing radio work with us for 3.5 years at least. What we are celebrating today, gang, is something very, very special. And we want to, first of all, thank Lola. And when her husband Dave was alive, we actually started working with Dave at the very beginning. He passed away a few years back, but Dave and Lola gave us this opportunity on Sunday afternoons to minister live here every week. We are grateful. We are continuing on until Jesus comes. Have no plans of giving up anytime soon. And, dear ones, if I had a drum roll here, but I don't know how to do it in here in the studio or in the control room. I'm not sure how to do the drum roll. Is there a bell in there? Is there a bell?
Yeah, I have a bell.
You have a bell? All right, I'm getting ready to say, we are now celebrating this week our 11th anniversary. Now you can do it.
Now I can do it.
There you go.
Only lets
you do it once. 11th anniversary here on TanTalkNetwork.com for Living the Good Life. And we began 11 years ago this week. And what an exciting 11 years it has been. Starting our 12th year as of next week. Pretty wonderful. Betty, do you have any comments on that? Because I know you love doing radio, so I'd want you both to comment on that as I get a song queued up here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's a blessing to be able to minister the Word of God over the airways. And, you know, even to this day, we don't know how many people it reaches. You know, we have this vision of, you know, going out into the world and to minister the gospel and be the hands of Jesus Christ. And it's just, it's so peaceful and so rewarding to be able to know that even if you think that God can't use you, which I have on many occasions throughout my life, is that when you find that particular area that you just seem to blossom in. You just seem to just have a ministry. Right now, my ministry right now is the radio, being able to talk to people, being able to encourage them through
right.
the Word of God.
Yes.
It's food that you can give people, and hopefully that they can digest it, and it keeps them coming back for more.
Yes, absolutely. And that's our goal, isn't it? Just to present the Word of God in a way that people can get it and really understand it, you know? Betty, I just got a text from one of our listeners saying, Betty is very quiet. We need to turn her up. So I'm turning you up, Betty. So here you go. Angel, and being on the radio as often as you are, do you have a comment you'd like to make before we do this first song?
Well, being on the radio, it is a blessing. It's an amazing opportunity to, you know, just share the love of God,
yes.
what he's done in, you know, our lives. You know, it helps to know that he's working in other people's lives. It helps others to have that faith. And this has just been an amazing blessing for me, as well as the people, I believe, that get to listen.
Absolutely. And as always, people, if you miss a show or you can only hear part of one or whatever, you can go to right here, TanTalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, and go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show and has been the name of it all 11 years. So Living the Good Life, and then you'll be able to catch up on shows you missed, or our website, BOHMGlobal.com. On our website, we actually have titles on the shows, so that kind of helps. But we talk about such a range of things, it's very hard for me to put titles on these shows, actually. So, how great is the Lord? He is amazing. And we're going to start this show off with that song by Casting Crowns. Great is the Lord. Listen, enjoy. Glad you're tuned in with us today on our 11th anniversary.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord, 'cause it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, sing it out. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour.
Praise God. I love that song. It's your breath in our lungs. Dr. Angel, I just, you know, when we realize that God created us, whether, you know, how he used our biological parents, and we'll get to Betty about that in a moment. He created us, and he has a purpose for each of our lives. And, you know, when it's his breath in our lungs, it's his life that lives on the inside of us. And as we, when we lose dear ones, it is very hard for us here on this earth when we lose those we love. But it's a reminder to us that we don't know how long we have here on this earth. We have no idea. And it's just so important that we use our gifts and our talents to be everything God wants us to be while we are here, right, Dr. Angel?
Correct. I mean, you're right. We are kind of just here in a blimp of time.
Yeah.
That we don't know when it's done, when it's over.
Right.
And we really do need, you know, I think a lot of times this, in our human condition, we keep pushing off, oh, I can do that later. I'll wait till the kids are grown. Then I'll, you know, I'll start dedicating my life to ministry or the things I know God's called me to. But we may not be guaranteed those moments.
You know, that is so very true. That really is. And I think that the more we think about that, a lot of times I think we think about that more as we get older, you know. And when we're younger, we think we have all the time in the world to accomplish everything that we want to accomplish. And then, you know, life sometimes comes in different ways for people. And sometimes people are taken young. They die young. Diseases, accidents, whatever. And those around those that are taken are, I mean, it's such a time of sadness and such a time of sorrow. But the purpose, one of the purposes of the series is to talk about the fact that we have this hope as the anchor of our souls. You want to comment on that before I get to Betty?
You know, that hope is what should be fueling us on the inside. That's where we get our life from, is the hope of what he has told us is to come, what he's guaranteed.
Right.
You know, the Bible talks about he left us his Holy Spirit as a deposit.
That's
guaranteeing
what
is to come.
Good. Yes.
You know, so that's what we should be, you know, seeking and using to fuel us every day.
You know, that's a very good point. I can't remember where that scripture is, but that's an excellent point to bring up. And so often, like when you're buying a house, since I'm a realtor, people put deposits down on homes. And the goal is that after 30, 45 days when their loan's approved or whatever, the inspections are done, that they'll actually get to move into that. So go back to that point, because that is an excellent point that you made there on the deposit.
Well, you know, you're right. When, you know, God left us his deposit of his Holy Spirit, that was, he gave an investment to us as to help increase our faith to prove he's going to do what he said he's going to do, that he's coming for us.
Right. And he is coming back. Yes. Amen. Betty, my dear friend from Indiana, are you there, girl?
I'm here. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I turned you up. You know,
because I use it.
We saw on Facebook pictures of your biological mom and dad, that you just got those pictures this week, did you not?
Yes, ma'am. Sure did.
Do you want to comment for a moment?
Sure.
They're both in heaven, I assume.
Yes. I found out on Thursday that my biological mom did know Jesus.
Okay, cool.
Which is actually an answer to prayer.
Right.
Because I want, you know, when we all, you know, the Lord decides to take us home, I want to be able to stand with all of my family.
Right.
You know, and enter the gates of heaven.
Woo.
And so one of the things that I did not know is who my biological father was.
Right.
And it just so happened that, believe it or not, that him... he ran with my adopted dad's family.
You mean by running with them, they were friends? Is that
they were
how
friends.
It happened?
They played, you know, they played cards together. And
wow.
The thing about it was, is that my biological father decided that he did not want children. And so my biological mom was left with the decision to find me a home.
Wow.
And I guess they, like I say, it was just word of mouth from my aunt, it was my dad's sister, that there was a predicament that my mom was in. she was not able to be able to care for me the way that she would have wanted. And so I became adopted by my adopted parent. And it's just, it's one of those things to be so grateful for.
Yes.
Is that I have two sets of parents.
Right.
Who I'm sure at some point in their lives loved me. But then I have my adoptive parents who, you know, loved me. And then that generation jumped to another generation. And I have a family now that loves me. And I have a Heavenly Father who loves me even more. So my Heavenly Father had plans for me far beyond where I could ever imagine, long before I was even born. He had a plan for me. And that plan was to see me prosper and to see me have his love and to be able to share his love. And, pardon me. And but it all boils down to, guys, is that God's love extends above.
Yes.
Far beyond something that we could ever imagine. Pardon me. And his home, our heavenly home is just waiting there. He proved that when he went to the cross. And I thank the Lord every day for the parents who adopted me.
Right.
And then a few months before, Megan, my daughter, helped me to reconnect, to start a new tree in my history.
Right.
But that tree doesn't stop there.
Right.
That tree will continue on until the Lord comes back. And I am so appreciative that I actually now have a sister, which I did not have before.
Wanda, Wanda, right?
Wanda, yes, precious Wanda. She is a spitfire. I will tell you that.
A spitfire?
She's a spitfire. I mean to tell you, she is on fire for the Lord. She loves Jesus.
Woo! That's hard to believe that both of you are like that, isn't it, Dr. Angel? Don't you find that a little strange, you know?
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. It's really cool.
It is really cool. And
you met her for the first time 2 days ago, right? 3 days ago.
Uh-huh. Just this last Thursday.
All right.
And we had, you know, we shared some memories of some things that I did not know. And it's just one of those things where you have peace.
Yeah.
You know, when there's camaraderie between, you know, sisters or any type of relatives, you have this camaraderie, you have this peace, you have this ability to communicate in the spirit. And
right.
it was just amazing to be able to talk to her and know that she was talking about her mom, who is my mom.
Right.
But I never got to meet her.
You never got to meet her.
I never got to meet her or my biological dad, which is okay because I will see them again.
You will.
I will see them again in heaven when Jesus welcomes me home.
And you know, that's another reason we're doing this series, Betty, because people need to be reminded and actually see it in the scriptures that there is a heavenly home that we are all going to. Those of us who know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we have that hope, as I said earlier, as the anchor of our souls, and that is in Hebrews chapter 6. And that hope says one of these days we will be reunited with those that have gone before. And what's interesting, Betty, in your situation is you did not know till right as your adoptive mother was passing away and somebody told you that you were adopted, correct? So this was, you went your whole life thinking these people were your biological parents. Do I have that correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am, you did. It was in 1997. I was 45 years old. And
add that up, Dr. Angels. We can see how old this old woman is.
Yeah, I'm ready for Medicare.
Yeah.
But I told my mom, and I don't know whether this is appropriate to share or not, at this time, but when I did find out, I kind of already knew. That's Indiana grammar for you. I kind of already knew.
Yeah.
That I was, because I had a whole different countenance about me. I had a whole different attitude about me. I didn't have the hatred and the anger that resonated from my adoptive family. And the day that I, the night that I found out was from my precious cousin. She, no one wanted to tell me. I mean, even to this day, Pastor Angel, Nan, and listening audience, back then, everything was really hush-hush, kept quiet.
Right.
But when, but the night that I found out, it didn't crush me. It didn't hurt me because I knew that God was with me.
Right.
And I went into my mom, and my mom died of lung cancer, and she was basically on her last days, 2 days before she passed away. As I went to her bedside, and I told her, Mom, I found out tonight that I was adopted. But I said, Mom, I want you to know when you go to heaven that even if I had have known, I still would have loved you. I would not have left you. I would never have done anything to hurt you in any way. And I wanted her to know because there were some pending circumstances in our lives that she didn't want me to know, and I understand that. But I would have loved her anyway, and that's how Christ feels about us.
Yes, amen.
That no matter what we've done, no matter the circumstances that we're in, that he loves us and he wants us to be with him. And so I chalk this all up to a growing process in my own life that had I have not trusted the Lord, had I have not known that soon I would be with my, you know, here very soon, you know, I will see the King.
Right.
That's my goal now, is to be able to see my grandson.
Right.
Again, tears of joy, they are not tears of sadness. Never at any point have I been sad. Have I been unruly? Have I, you know, wanted to pitch my Christianity out the wall, out the window? This has made me grow closer to God. Because had I not had God, where would I have been?
Right.
What would this have done to me emotionally?
Right.
So, you know, I could say God has our plan laid out for us, you know, when we're in the womb. He has it laid out.
Amen.
He knows it day by day, every hair on our head. And so, you know, I thank him for making me. I thank him for all that he's given me. I thank him for the blessings that I've been able to and to carry on until, you know, till I reach the heavenly gate. Is that's what I'm preparing myself for.
Amen.
That's what I know, that who I will see again is my family.
That is very beautifully spoken, Betty. And yes, we will see those and be reunited with those. You know why? Because, as Chris Tomlin says so beautifully, he's a good, good father. He loves you, dear listener, and he knows your life and the plans for you that he has to bless you.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before.
can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
Praise God, He is a good, good Father. He's perfect in all of His ways. Jeremiah 29:11 says, He knows the plans He has for you. Plans to prosper you and bless you, give you a future and hope. God loves you. Listening to Betty's story of just finding her sister after all these years, finally understanding who her mother is and her father, biological, knowing that someday she'll be reunited with them. That's the work of a good, good father, Dr. Angel, when he knows the details of our lives and reunites us with those that are destined to be a part of our lives, even when it seems totally impossible that something like this that we've just heard today could even happen, you know? I remember, Betty, when you were first starting to look and Megan was searching for you, it was so fascinating to me. You were very patient. You were diligent, but patient. Dr. Angel, would you comment on this? Because I just think this story that Betty just shared, and if you're just now tuning into Living the Good Life, you're going to have to go back and hear this on podcast because it was an amazing story. You want to share?
It's a beautiful, amazing story. And, you know, it all happened in God's perfect timing. That's probably the most amazing part, is that he just laid those roads as she was prepared for what she was walking into.
Yes.
Or what, you know, and to see the similarities is so amazing to me. I mean, just as a therapist, I really find that very interesting that they were raised completely separate, didn't know each other, and they have so much in common.
Oh, yes. Yes, and they even look alike if you see the pictures
on
Facebook.
And it's a beautiful story, but it's a story of hope.
Yes,
and
it is.
Just because it's not happening in our time or in this very moment, it doesn't mean God's not doing something behind the scenes. You know, and Betty could have taken this knowledge and this information, and she could have been an angry, bitter, resentful person for it. And she wasn't. She trusted in her God.
Exactly. And I think that is something that we really need to look at as we're starting the series on Forever Home, that our home is not right here. You know, I've lived in different places in the world, and some of the rest of you have too. And, you know, for a while we call one place home and another place home, or one apartment or one house home. But really, guys, our home is our forever home, and it is heaven, and that is where we're headed. And we're going to get some glimpses of heaven and the preparation that our Father God has made for us in this series. And I hope you'll make every effort to be a part of this series. If you miss a show, go and listen to it on podcast. Let's go to Luke 24, verse 13. Now, let's set the stage for you, because Jesus came out of the grave a risen Lord on Saturday night. He went to the cross and died on the cross on Wednesday. Now, even though it is taught Friday, that is not correct. And biblically, and scholars have proven that he had to die on Wednesday at 3 p.m. because that's when the Passover lamb was slain in the tabernacle. Jesus was the Passover lamb. And at exactly 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, Jesus said, "It is finished," and he gave up his spirit willingly. Gave it up. What no one could take from him, he willingly gave for us so that we could have a forever home, so that we could have eternal life. And so he died at Wednesday at 3 o'clock. He was in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Remember? The prophecy through that was a talking about Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days, 3 nights. Jesus said, as Jonah, Jesus said this, as Jonah, he said it back in the book of Matthew, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days, 3 nights, he said, so will the Son of Man, meaning himself, be in the belly of the earth 3 days, 3 nights. So he was there Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He was there Thursday day, Friday day, Saturday day, sometime after 6 p.m. when the Sabbath ended on Saturday night. I believe it was 1 second. It was 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. and 1 second when Jesus came out of that tomb, a risen Lord. Now, the next morning, sometime around 4 or 5 a.m. is when he appears in John chapter 20. He appears to Mary Magdalene, and it is during that time that she realizes when he calls her by her name, Mary. We talked about it last week. You can go back to last week's show, John chapter 20, when he says Mary, that she suddenly recognizes him because he was in his glorified body. He was in his heavenly body then. And so now we're going to pick up later that same day, resurrection day. So resurrection probably happened at around 6 p.m. on Saturday night. It is on Sunday that this event happened. Go with me to Luke chapter 24, starting with about verse 13. That same day, resurrection day, two of the disciples, not necessarily the inner 12, because Cleopas was one of these. We don't know the name of the other one, but this is that group right around the 12 disciples. That same day, two of these guys were walking to the village Emmaus, about 7 miles out of Jerusalem. They were deep in conversation. I'm in Luke 24, verse 13, if you want to follow along. Going over all the things that had happened, in the middle of their talk and questions, Jesus came up and walked along with them. Love this. Now, they didn't recognize him because he's in his glorified body. It says they were not able to recognize who he was. And you know, Betty, there's so many times that Jesus is walking there, right there with us in our lives, our daily lives. I believe he was with you, Betty, all these years. He had already put that love in your heart for people. You say you were not like your adoptive family. You were different. You were friendly. You were fun. You were loving, all of those things. And Jesus was walking with you, Betty, for many, many years. He was right there, and sometimes maybe you didn't recognize everything that was going on, but you knew he was right there with you, right?
Oh, most definitely. Because, I mean, there were times where as a youngster, I had gotten into some things that I was a good girl, but there were things that, you know, where the Satan had tempted me. But God removed those circumstances out of my path. And, you know, I just thought, you know, I just chalked it up to good luck, fate, whatever you would have, whatever it would be at that point.
In other words, God was walking right there with you, right? Even though you were messing up.
Yes, most definitely. And I think the first time I really noticed I knew that God was with me is when my adoptive father passed away. And all my dad could say was, "I'm going home."
Huh.
I'm going home.
Wow.
And, you know, at that point, I was thinking he wanted to go to a physical home where we live.
Wow.
And then it just, it it dawned on me, he wanted to go to heaven. And so that was probably the first inclination that God was there, because I was there when both my adoptive mom and dad passed away.
Right.
The second time I knew that God was with me was when my mom passed away, and my daughter, who was, I think, 13 at the time, 12 or 13, we knew that God was there.
Right.
But, you know, it's that song, he's there all the time.
Yes.
He's there all the time, no matter where we are, no matter what we do, he's been with me. I mean, through, you know, possible auto, you know, we could have had auto collisions, near-death experiences. I mean, I could actually write a book of near-death circumstances that I was involved in that God removed me from there. And it was just, it's amazing how much we take for granted.
Right. It is.
Going through open heart surgery, not knowing would I be able to come out. But when I opened my eyes and was able to take my first breath at that point, and that was just here recently, that I knew that God was with me.
Yes.
And because God, when God says in his word, that he will never leave us.
Amen.
Nor forsake us. His promises are true. And I am a living testimony.
Amen. And you know, he means that. And I find it interesting here in this story in Luke 24 that these guys are walking along and they're sad. They're perplexed. And Jesus meets them right where they are. If you take notes, you can write that down as point one. Jesus meets us right where we are, accepts us where we are. And he did not berate them at all. He is just walking along with them, and they were not able to recognize him. I'm in verse 17 of Luke 24. He asked, "What's this you're discussing so intently as you walk along?" He's kind of playing dumb here. And they just stood there, long-faced, like they'd lost their best friend. I find that fascinating in the Message Bible, like they had lost their best friend. Because you know what? Jesus is our best friend. You know, we can have a lot of friends through our lifetime, and we can look back on people and say, oh, that person was such a good friend. But the best friend, Dr. Angel, talk to me about the best friend you could ever have, because it's so clear. It's right here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the most intimate friendship we have.
Yes.
He's with us everywhere we go. I mean, we're the ones that can push him away. He's with us. He's available to us 24/7, 365.
He is.
He's the best friend.
He is. And they looked like they'd lost their best friend. And you know what? They had. And one of them said, his name was Cleopas. He said, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem who hasn't heard what's happened during the last few days?" And Jesus is just playing dumb here. I love this, because he wants them to talk about what they saw and what they are feeling. And he says, "What has happened?" He didn't say, "No, I didn't hear about it." He just said, "What happened?" You know, he's trying to get them to talk. And in verse 19, they said, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, he was a man of God." Now, I find this fascinating in the Message Bible. What translation are you in, Angel?
I have my Parallel Bible.
Oh, you got them all.
Yes.
What does it say there about a man of God? It says that in the Message Bible. It does not say God. It says what else? What other translation? Like the NIV, whichever.
He was a prophet, powerful in the word and deed before God and all people.
Okay, does not say he was God, does it?
Mm-mm.
Betty, this is such an important point here. Even though these guys had walked with him and heard him say, and heard Peter say, "Oh, you are the Son of God," you know, they say he was a man of God. He was a prophet. He was dynamic in work and word, blessed by both God and all the people. They say he was blessed by God, but they don't say he was God. And that realization had not hit them. How often are we encountering people every day who think that, yeah, God can be your friend, he can be there with you, but they're not sure about Jesus. You know, there's that eternal Father, but they get kind of hung up on Jesus, the crucifixion, the resurrection. Without the resurrection, we have no hope. Okay, we have no hope without Jesus having resurrected from the dead. So he says here, one of these guys, Cleopas or the other guy, he said he was a man of God. Then our high priests and our leaders betrayed him, got him sentenced to death, crucified him. And we had our hopes up that he was the one. We had our hopes up. The one about to deliver Israel. And so they had the hopes up that this was going to be a political leader. Talk to us, Betty. So often we hope, we just hope God's going to come through for us, or we hope God's still hanging out there for us, or he's right there with us. We're not really sure, but we're hoping he's there. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I believe that through this scripture, that when we're in a situation that tempts our faith,
right,
that puts us in a predicament where we're more focused on the event that's happening rather than putting our faith and trust in Almighty God.
Right.
Satan comes to comes on the scene and distracts us from, oh, did you see what happened to him? He was, he's dead. You know, he's gone. You know, you've lost your best friend. That, in those circumstances, is when our faith should increase.
Yeah.
That's when our faith in Christ says, okay, God, no matter what the circumstances of what I feel or see,
right,
your word is working mightily in me.
Right.
And it's in, like, times of death, times of sorrow, times of grieving, that we have a tendency to forget about that road that Jesus was on. We forget about his promises. Maybe they just fall to the wayside for just a few till someone comes along and gives us an encouraging word,
yes,
to tell us,
yes,
Christ is with us.
Woo.
God is with us. And I feel like that once they, you know, God had, you know, the Lord had tried to prepare them for this.
Right.
And he, and time after time, I'm going to home. I'm going to prepare, mm-hmm, a place for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be leaving you.
Right.
And it's like me sometimes. God's going, did you just hear what I said?
Right.
Do you not read my book? Do you not read my promises? Do you not understand what I'm trying to tell you? And it's like it goes in one ear and out the other.
It happens.
That's just us. That's human. We're just human. So I believe that through these, you know, through these next few radio broadcasts, that it's going to hit home with a lot of,
yes,
people.
Yes.
Of what Christ means to us when he says, I go to prepare a place
for you. Yes, it will. Listen to this song, Jesus. It's All About Him by Chris Tomlin.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us, Jesus.
Thank you.
there is power in your name. You're my
Jesus.
There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you.
There's no one like him. He's the healer of our bodies. He's the savior of our souls. Dr. Angel talked to us. I tell you what, I can imagine being these guys walking that day and being confused. Can you? We're in Luke 24.
Absolutely, because I mean, they're just in their, they're in their zone of grief and sorrow.
Yes.
You know, and when we get in that zone of grief, we can't really see anything. We can't really hear anything. We're not taking things in right. We're just thinking about that grief. And although they've just watched Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead not long before all this happened, they knew it could happen, but I think they were not thinking it was going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, and here they are walking for some reason to a town 7 miles away, but they have to talk about it.
Yes.
You know, and I find this fascinating. Betty, we want to hear your story. I'm so glad you were able to share it today on the air on this 11th anniversary show, because God does bring people back into our lives. God does restore the brokenhearted. God does heal relationships. God does. He has purpose and he has intentionality in the people that are in our lives. And so often, I think we can get so caught up with thinking, oh, God, why can't you bring some nice people into my life? Or why can't you do this? Or why can't you do that? And I think the more we spend time praying and talking to him, the more we are going to be in tune with what God is doing with the ones he does bring into our lives. And we see here Cleopas and the other disciple are walking and they're talking to who they think is a total stranger. And I find this interesting, Betty. They're just opening up to the stranger about how hurt they are and what has just happened. And doesn't the stranger know this? Right? Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think, now this is just this my thinking, is that you're walking along and you've had a devastating occurrence happen in your
life. Yes, yes.
And you feel that sometimes it's best to talk it out or talk it through. But even in his glorified body, that entity, that Jesus Christ, still had that unimaginable aura about him,
yeah,
peace that he brought,
yes,
the tranquility that he brought,
ooh,
and all of the things that he is that I, you know, I can go on for hours and talk about, you know, what Jesus is, but that talking about it, sharing, sometimes makes the people that it happened to maybe feel somewhat better, is to be able to voice that grief, to be able to voice that, to talk about the things that, that devastated them.
Right.
And it's the same way with us. It's like we have a special person on the radio today that has a listening ear. It's you, Dr. Angel, and Nan. Is that all of you have that ability to let people talk, but you reassure them to through your conversations, through your poems, that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
That he is never going to leave you. That during these circumstances, this is when we need to come closer to God, not pull away from him.
Amen. Amen.
And I think that just that omnipresence of him being there is, you could feel, I don't know, just like when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you feel this electricity inside of you that they knew that
they knew.
Whoever this person was, that they wanted to tell them about the man that had just died and what they, their heart. I think they were pouring out their heart.
I think they were too.
Somebody who wanted to listen, who would just listen to
that is a huge point.
And not judge them.
Exactly. And listeners, God can be that for you. And so often he will bring people into your life at just the perfect time. You may not think it's the perfect time, but God knows the perfect time, that when we need somebody that's going to bring encouragement, somebody that's going to lead us back to that deeper relationship with Jesus. It is so important that we realize that God is working a plan in each of us. And that includes you too, dear listener, no matter what corner of the earth you are in at this moment. God is working a plan in your life. We're going to talk more about this in our second hour, so don't go anywhere. You have time to call a friend and say, why don't you listen to this show? And Living the Good Life right here. And Dr. Angel, just give us a 30-second summary here, if you can, about our Thursday night show. Betty, then I'm going to go to you for the Facebook post real quick. Go ahead.
All right, 30 seconds. We have Go Yard. It is a life coaching show. It's about hitting the home runs in life. It comes on Thursday, this station at 6:06 p.m. It's Mama Mac and me, Dr. Angel.
Mm-hmm. And we're finishing up a series on inner confidence, developing inner confidence, and it's really good. So check it out every Thursday night. You can go to our website, goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, and find shows you've missed. Betty, tell them about what our Facebook post does, and getting ready to have a new one this week.
Yes. The pastor behind that mic and in the engineering room has a 15 to 17-minute word of encouragement for you to listen to on Facebook. Sometimes they come on Tuesdays, sometimes they come on Thursdays. That God sends them at the appropriate time.
There you go.
So that someone will be able to find peace, or be able to find maybe something that they were listening to. The truth, the living word of God, the infallible word of God comes through those Facebook posts every week. And you can find them. And you'll have to help me here, Pastor, if you would, of how to locate those on Facebook.
Beacon of Hope Ministry.